Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. economy is coming off a stronger-than-expected month of job growth despite rising interest rates intended to counter stubbornly high inflation. Employers have added 253,000 jobs. NPR's David Gurr reports the Labor Department's latest monthly jobs report also shows the unemployment rate ticked down to 3.4%.
The jobs market has not cooled as much as policymakers had hoped and economists had expected, although there were fewer new jobs in April than the average for the first 3 months of the year. Well, this week, the Federal Reserve, which is trying to slow down the economy to fight high inflation, raised interest rates again by a quarter point. The labor market continues to be very resilient, and today's data may make it more difficult for the Fed to pause at its next meeting in June. The largest jobs gains were in healthcare and in leisure and hospitality, mostly in bars and restaurants, and wages rose slightly. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The head of a Russian mercenary group at the forefront of the fight to capture the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut claims he's pulling his troops out. Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin angrily accused Russia's defense ministry today of failing to provide more weapons to mercenaries doing Russian President Vladimir Putin's bidding. He says soldiers will leave next week, but Ukraine says it does not believe Wagner will actually withdraw. The coronavirus pandemic is still just that, but today, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says it's no longer considered a public health emergency.
For more than a year, the pandemic has been on a downward trend, with population immunity increasing from vaccination and infection, mortality decreasing, and the pressure on health systems easing. This trend has allowed most countries to return to life as we knew it before COVID-19.
Police in Serbia have arrested a suspect in a series of shootings that killed 8 people and wounded at least 14. It was the nation's second mass shooting in 2 days. Here's NPR's Rob Schmitz.
In a statement, police said the man was arrested near the central Serbian town of Kragujevac, about 60 miles south of the capital, Belgrade. The gunman fired an automatic weapon from a moving vehicle in 3 villages and was arrested after an all-night search by hundreds of police. The shooting came a day after a 13-year-old boy killed 9 people at a Belgrade school on Wednesday. Serbia's interior minister called this week's second shooting a terrorist act, and it came as a nation was coming to terms with its worst mass shooting in a decade. Students, many wearing black and carrying flowers, filled streets around Belgrade as they paid homage to their murdered peers. The same day, Serbian authorities called to boost gun control throughout the country. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
From Washington, this is NPR News. President Biden has declared today Missing or Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. Ryan Hinches of member station KNAU reports in recent years, May 5th has become a day to bring attention to cases throughout Indian country.
Biden's proclamation says the federal government needs to provide more resources to help grieving relatives and indigenous communities find justice. Tribes and other groups throughout the U.S. will hold vigils and ceremonies in recognition of what the president calls an epidemic. Navajo Nation Council delegate Amber Canes-Bacrati is a leading advocate for victims and families.
These cases all around just create so much emotion, so much hurt, so much pain. This is probably the most traumatic experience a family's going through.
Missing persons cases in Indian country commonly impact women, girls, and those in the LGBTQ community. The investigations are frequently hampered by a lack of communication between federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Hinches in Flagstaff, Arizona.
President Biden is appointing Neera Tanden to be his next domestic policy advisor. The White House announced last month that Susan Rice, a former ambassador to the UN, was stepping down. Tanden has worked as Biden's staff secretary, a position that involves gatekeeping the papers of what papers, rather, reach the president's desk. He had first nominated her to lead the Office of Management and Budget, but she withdrew after it became clear she did not have enough votes in the Senate to be confirmed for the job, in part because of sharply worded tweets about individual senators. The Dow is up 366 points. It's NPR News.